Hello, everybody. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Happy April Fool's Day. Hopefully you didn't get too fooled. We are continuing our adventure through the book of Psalms, which I am so excited about. This month, we're reading from the New International Version, the NIV. And today, I want to read for you Psalm 14. This is what it says. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned away. All have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Do all these evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on the Lord. But there they are. Overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I thank you for this very important scripture that talks about only a fool says there is no God. And Lord, I pray for the person today who's listening who may have doubts, which are entirely normal in this human experience. But I know sometimes those doubts of wondering, are you really there, God? Are you really real? Can consume us, and then we can feel guilty about those thoughts. And Lord, I just thank you so much that you are tender with us and you accept our questions and you're not put aside by our worries and our confusion and our wonderings and all of that. So Lord, thank you so much that you love us even when we're not quite sure if you're there and if you are real, Lord. But I know that as I look back over my entire life, I see your faithfulness. It rises with the morning, and that weeping may come for the night, but joy does come in the morning. And I pray that for my friend listening today, that if they had a rough night last night, that this morning would be a morning of joy. You would turn their mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, into dancing. And I know that you're so good at that, Lord. You are the one who does great reversals, and I pray for a great reversal for my friend right now. Lord, this psalm is about evil people doing corrupt things and harming the people of God. And sometimes, Lord, it can get very discouraging when we look around us. I know I've been thinking a lot about this lately of just seeing, it's like I see more evil than I've ever seen in my life. And I don't know that people have gotten more evil. It's just that my awareness of it has been heightened. And then when our awareness of evil is heightened and when we see more of it in our lives or we see it on the news or whatever, then we can begin to just get really discouraged, Lord. So Lord, would you give us a kingdom lens? Would you teach us to think on and meditate on that which is good and honorable? Lord, help us to have the kind of lens that trusts you and sees what you're doing in this world instead of only seeing what the enemy is doing. Lord, I pray for those who are struggling financially today. The verse in verse 6 says, you evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. And I do pray this right now. I pray you would be the beautiful refuge for my friend who's struggling financially. I pray you would be Jehovah Jireh. You would be the one who provides for them. I pray that they would look to you knowing that you are their provider, that they are not. And I also pray that you give them the strength they need to do work, to be able to pay bills and do those kinds of things. Because we acknowledge even that is a gift from you, the ability to get up in the morning, the ability to go to work or work at home as I do. That is a gift from you. Lord, I hear the pleadings of this psalmist who said, oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. And we know the end of the story. We know, Jesus, that you came out of Zion and you did restore your people. And Jacob did rejoice and Israel was glad. And some were and some weren't. But Lord, we're the recipients of that outrageous grace. You have set us free. You have restored us and you're giving us a brand new story. And so we are choosing today. And as I end this prayer today, I am choosing to be glad. I am choosing rejoicing over fretting. I'm choosing to be glad over giving into despair. I'm choosing to have gratitude rather than fear. And I pray that this is the case for all those who are listening today, that they could choose the same by the power of your Holy Spirit. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today we have a new sponsor. I'm really excited about this. This is from musicforthesoul.org, and they have all this amazing music about all different kinds of things that ail you. A lot of counselors use their music in their counseling sessions, and churches use their music to encourage people who are discouraged. Just a couple of things that they talk about. They talk about hundreds of things, but some of them are depression, grief and loss, forgiveness, God's love, guilt, healing, sexual abuse, homelessness, insomnia. I definitely have that one. But anyway, they have decided that they're going to give you a free song. So you can go to musicforthesoul.org/resources/pray, and you'll receive the free song as a download, Stain Upon My Heart. Now, if there's other things and other resources you see on the website, they have a code, a coupon code, PED30, or Pray Every Day 30, PED30. To get 30% off the rest of the site. So I hope you will take a look at musicforthesoul.org. The person that instigated that is a friend of mine, Steve Seiler, and he has a heart to see those who are broken by this life to find hope in Christ through the power of music. So Steve, thanks so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day.